Life Audio.
Hello, friends. Welcome to Story Behind Podcast. This is the show for people who love hearing a good story and who believe the world could use more positivity. We're the team behind God Updates and GodTube, and we hope these weekly short stories will brighten your day.
Couple ends up getting married at the border so 96-year-old grandma can attend. Written and read by Alyssa Forsberg. For a Canadian bride and an American groom, getting married at the border was the only way for their families to be at the event, but their love still shined bright even over border lines. Karen Mahoney and Brian Ray have a sweet love story. Karen is from Quebec and Brian grew up in New York, just across the border. They met as kids and Brian taught Karen how to ski. But 35 years later, their friendship turned into love, and Brian asked Karen to be his wife on the ski slope where they spent their childhood. Because of the COVID-19 restrictions, no one was allowed to cross the U.S. and Canada border, and Karen, who now lives in New York with Brian, was unable to go visit her family in Canada. On top of that, the couple was having problems planning their wedding because they didn't know if Karen's family would be able to attend. COVID has hit hard. Without being able to hug them for 18 months, it hurts, said Karen. Brian and Karen also knew they didn't want to delay their wedding too long. They were eager to tie the knot and become husband and wife. We didn't want to wait and have a long engagement. We are so much in love that we couldn't wait another day to be married, shared Karen. So we planned it for September in hopes the border would be open. Unfortunately, the couple got the news in late August that the U.S.-Canada border was still closed. But one of their friends, who works as a Border Patrol agent, was able to help them out. The friend ended up securing a special location for the wedding ceremony where Karen's family could attend. He was off duty at the time and let the other agents who were on duty know what was going to transpire, Karen said. He arranged so that it would be uninterrupted. The couple stood on the New York side to recite their vows, and on the Canada side, Karen's parents and 96-year-old grandma were able to witness the ceremony. No one was allowed to cross the border, but they were able to hug and be near each other for the special occasion. Karen's grandma was especially thankful to see her granddaughter get married. She was extremely excited, said Karen. I've seen her once in 2 years, so it was very emotional. We both cried. And she expressed to me later that to witness the happiest day of my life was a moment she will never forget. What a sweet story that shows how love can overcome any obstacle. The 97-year-old didn't have a dress on wedding day, so hospice nurses fixed that on 77th anniversary. Written and read by Alyssa Forsberg. One 97-year-old did not have a wedding dress to wear when she got married back in 1944, but on her 77th wedding anniversary, she was able to don a beautiful white dress for the special celebration. Frankie King married her husband on September 16, 1944. And in September 2021, the couple celebrated 77 years of marriage. The pair reenacted their wedding ceremony at St. Croix Hospice in Iowa, where Frankie is staying. And the staff there was able to find Frankie a wedding dress to wear, since she didn't have one when she first got married. The whole event was beautifully captured by Hillary Michelson, who is a photographer and staff member at St. Croix Hospice. It was so hard to keep from crying behind the lens as I got to witness the emotion with this beautiful couple and the love and compassion that their team poured into preparing this event for them, Hillary shared. Before Frankie walked out to meet her husband at the altar, her daughter, Sue Bildo, helped her get into the wedding dress. Frankie was such a stunning bride, and the music therapist at the hospice center even played 1940 songs while Frankie was walking towards her husband. The light in her eyes, I wish everyone could have seen it. She told me she felt so beautiful, said Casey Dare, a St. Croix Hospice aide. It was so touching to be a part of that. I've never worked for a company that would do something so wholesome and heartfelt for someone. The photographer Hillary also shared how heartwarming this experience was for her. My experience in working with end-of-life care has taught me so many valuable experiences, she shared. The most important of them all being that there's going to be a day where all we have are these little moments frozen in time. That's what motivates me behind the camera, making sure I capture those memories for families. and Frankie's family is so grateful to the staff at the Hospice Center for making this special moment happen. Words cannot express the gratitude our family has for the amazing staff at St. Croix for making this day happen, shared Frankie's daughter Sue on social media. Just to see my mom looking in her mirror prior to the ceremony and seeing Dad's smile light up when he glimpsed Mom in her beautiful dress, couldn't see through the tears. What a beautiful moment that reminds us of the importance of community and love.
Thank you so much for listening to Story Behind Podcast. We're really glad you joined us for this week's story. To see photos and videos that may have been referenced in this episode, check out the links in the show notes. And if you enjoyed what you heard today, subscribe to our podcast and please tell a friend about us. We'd also love it if you'd rate us and leave us a review. It really does help more people find us. Story Behind is a Salem Web Network production.
I found myself on a ledge, three stories high at some condominiums, contemplating my life and struggling to understand my purpose. Have you ever found yourself on the ledge? My name is Billy Ant. I'm a caring father, mentor, and friend. In my new podcast, Billy and the Goat, I share the life-changing events that shaped who I am today to remind you that no matter how far you've fallen, God can help you get up and thrive. Listen now at lifeaudio.com.